Would you all introduce yourselves, please? We're in the interview now, by the way.
Okay, I'm Sam.
I'm Frank.
I'm Lee.
And I'm Josh.
Okay, Band 101, are you in a band?
Yeah, 100%.
What's it called?
Brother.
So the bloggers, all the NME, they've spent a lot of time hyping you. But really, what they haven't done, and what everybody forgets to do, is to say, okay, you're young, but you didn't just form a band. When a band is getting this kind of hype, it only means two things. They've either got great PR, or there's something there. You know, that's pretty much what it comes down to. But I listen to the music, and I know that the hype is really the truth.
Now, when did we meet? In Hereford or something like that?
We met in Hereford, which is in near Wales, and then he came back to Sam's house with all his friends, and they all fired fireworks out of their asses, and that's 100% true.
Grit pop. Obviously, there's a sense of humor in this band.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Everyone was calling us a Britpop band, and we
you were like, enough of this shite.
We'll do it on our own terms, so we made our own genre.
Oh, I'm going to give you something later that's just going to really piss you off. It's going to be fun. But the bottom, based on what you just said, but the bottom, I found a great quote, which you haven't heard it already. You're going to love it because it was just written 2 days ago.
Okay.
Somewhere you learned to actually write songs.
Yeah. Okay. How did we do that?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. It took a lot of practice and a lot of bad songs to be written. And I don't know how I managed to pick up a guitar. I think it was my friend showed me how to play Come As You Are by Nirvana. And I thought that was so bad. So I had to write.
Trying to make me feel old, aren't you?
Yes.
Good. Nice. Well done. It won't work. Won't work.
You're as young as the woman you feel.
In all of your not knowing how the heck to write songs, you found yourself a pretty nice producer in Mr. Street, didn't you?
Evo, Stephen Streety.
He doesn't just walk around and say, I'm going to produce a record. You know, I was talking about this with somebody the other day, that there's at least 10 producers in the world that you can't turn around and you can't pay them anymore because their name goes on it. Yeah. And so he's an example that you could have paid him, but you couldn't have paid him, right?
He called us. He heard us on the radio, and he called us and asked if we wanted to work together.
You're paid.
He said we reminded him of early Blur when he first heard us, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he said,
same kind of excitement now of us that he did when he first heard Blur.
And so when that happens to you, you're already inflated egos. What happens?
Do you know what? Our egos were so inflated, they couldn't inflate any more anyway. So in that sense, we kept fairly grounded about everything. So, it was a massive honour, but it didn't feel alien, you know?
But back to the massive egos, and this is not even the question, but, you know, press is dangerous, and words are dangerous.
Yeah.
But actually, people hearing you talk is less dangerous.
Yes.
So what I want to get to here is the fact that confidence is one thing, having good music is an equally important thing, but all kidding aside, you've got to be pretty stoked to be here at this moment in time.
Yeah.
Not with me, but at South by Southwest.
We're stoked to be here with you.
It sounds a bit lame, but you know, every now and then you do have a moment of thought where you think, this is actually really good.
Yeah.
You know, and compared to like a year ago when you would just be sitting around and you'd have moments of thought and go, this is actually really bad.
Well, we've gone from probably the most depressed point of my life to the happiest point of my life in 6 months, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then when the album's out, we'll go back to depressed when we only sell 500 copies.
See, but you've just saved yourself about 6 other blogs that have written you up as being, you know, snooty, and they're self-affirming, and because the sense of humor, which I already knew and read into it, gets lost within seconds.
Oh,
and I think it's important, if we do anything in this interview, that we kind of clear that up to a certain extent.
Yeah.
That you know, that it's not like you're really saying we're going to change the world through rock and roll. Or maybe you are.
We're going to change our world through rock and roll.
Now, has Zane Lowe declared you the greatest band in the world yet?
Yeah, a few times.
He has, a few times. Good or bad?
Well, good. He's right.
Well done. So you put out the EP is about to come out, right? Is there a whole marketing plan here?
Well, they're going to do this thing where they advertise it on television and radio. I don't know. You'll have to ask the label about that.
But all kidding aside, again, you're in a world where you know, singles either really count or don't count anymore. Now, in the UK, singles still count.
We've got the EP coming out on the 16th of April, but then our album comes out on July the 4th. So, it's, you know, it's not a long way. And we don't know, as people, personally, what the market is like over here. So,
it's a bit alien. Put a certain element of trust in, you know, the people here in America that are working with us to get our CDs out, because it was their suggestion that can we build this EP around. So, I mean, we're happy to do it because, like Lee said, we do have to trust them, and we do, because we don't fully understand.
All we know as well is that we don't know how it's going to go or whatever, but we know hard work and playing loads of gigs over here and stuff like that is what's going to count for us.
You can't DIY it to the top of the Glastonbury bill, can you?
Give me five names that didn't work for the band.
Bunty Thief.
Christmas Cock. Joe DiMaggio.
Fallopian Breakdance.
So this is the first US gig. Was it everything you wanted it to be?
Yes, and...
And more?
And yes and less.
Tell me about the less, because this is South by Southwest.
Yeah, it was just hard, you know, it's hard on stage, but you just do it, don't you? Get on with it.
So I don't really care how you came up with Brother. I know that it probably just was simple. Was there... Cause
That was it. It was the first one we came up with, and that was it.
Do you have a good URL? Because if you type in Brother, there's also some... All kidding aside, there's like a Balkan... Weird, some...
They make printers. But
no, I know that.
Yeah, but apparently, if you Google us, we're the fourth result now.
The writers are already not getting it. The bloggers are already not getting it. The bloggers are already turning around, back to grit pop, back to Brit pop. Want to be the next Oasis, want to be the next... But in the end, hopefully moving forward after interviews like this one, you'll just turn to them and say, okay, look... We're joking with you. We're having fun with you. Mm. You know, we just want to play good music. And, you know, we want to be a big band. And it's okay to want to be a big band. Yeah. There's nothing wrong. You know, it's a question I ask every band, but I already know the answer. It's like, do you want to be bigger? Do you want to be playing little, you know, little piss places,
exactly,
you know, the rest of your life?
It absolutely blows my mind how many times I read when bands go, well, you know, we'd just be happy if we could, like, continue on, like, doing a few of these little things. And it just... If you're going to do it, why would you not want to do it on the biggest scale? I don't understand why people don't.
Well, so I'm going to give you an opportunity. This was kind of fun. Your Twitter, a couple of Twitters ago. I hear there's this guy named Charlie Sheen. Who wrote that one?
It was my one, I'm afraid.
Would you repeat that Twitter that you wrote?
Well, you know, there's this new actor called Charlie Sheen, and I was just trying to help him get a few followers because, you know, he's doing well. He's good. He could be massive.
Do you think Zane Lowe might play him someday?
What, Charlie? Maybe.
Did you ever consider changing the... This is your opportunity. Changing the name of the band to Sheen. One word. Easy. I'm not going to attribute this to who it is, only because I'm really good friends with the owner of this magazine, because he lives in San Francisco, even though the magazine's in New York, and now I'm giving you more clues than I should. The band is... Saw the band. Factory Tooled... Calculated, Shameless, and Giddy.
Well, it's obviously bollocks, because I remember the time we were in my garage writing these songs. And we were, me and Josh would be smoking cigarettes, like, let's make a band. We have nothing, the labels had nothing to do with our creation. If that's what he was getting at.
We're sure of ourselves and we know what we want
to
do.
Someone once said to us, don't read the words, feel the weight. And I think that's more true. That is one of the best things that I've stuck by with this band, because he writes that, someone reads it and thinks, oh, I haven't heard them, and we're just going to have more and more people checking us out through that, whether it's good or bad words. So people make their own decisions. I think mostly people are not stupid, so they're not going to live by one person's interpretation.
We filled the rest of the 40 minutes with a thing I call a musical sandwich. And we've done over 300 of these with bands that you might even know. We take two of your songs as the bread and songs by other artists, and we put them in between.